document.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Greetings. Welcome to the Thursday program of The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, and I signed off yesterday thinking yesterday was Thursday and I would see you Monday, and it was Wednesday and I would see you today. Don't mess with the schedule. Memorial weekend threw me off. Well, anyhow, we're not going to be thrown off anymore. So I'm going to read some names to you and see if you can, this is a riddle, see if you can find out or see if you can figure out what do these people have in common. George Bush Jr. How about Barry Satoru, a.k.a. Barack Obama? Joe Biden? Klaus Schwab? Anthony Fauci? His lineage is from the Abyss family, Abyss like the abyss of hell or of Hades. Then you do have Bill Gates of hell, William Jefferson Clinton, Hillary Rodham, well, Bill and Hillary Rockefeller Clinton. How about Volodymyr Zelensky or Mark Greenberg, Rockefeller Zuckerberg? Nancy Pelosi. These are just people that are living. What do they have in common? They each have monumental personality defects. Do you hear me? Monumental personality defects. I study different programs, and they had this tag, and I thought, this is perfect. Now, the common man, we all have personality defects, but not necessarily monumental. But in this short list, these are people that are living. But in this short list, we have persons in position of immense power with monumental personality defects. It's not necessarily a bad thing to have a strong personality or persona, especially if you use who you are as an individual to help and protect your neighbor. Now, I'll mention men on the other side of this scenario. Oh, you're gonna hate this. Donald Trump. Oh, I can hear right now, there are some that are not happy. You're going to be unhappier. Hang on. Vladimir Putin. So these two men, I'll tell you why, they're using their monumental personality, not defects, but abilities, together jointly to stand against and stand in the face of the New World Order. You may disagree, you may dislike them, you may have nothing in you. All you can see is their faults. But the main objective or the main what you should keep in your view is during Donald Trump's administration, this man held back the plans of the New World Order that would have come in 4 years ahead of time through Hillary Clinton. He held this back. he held the globalist agendas for this country, for the American people. We had 4 years in between the eye of the storm and now Vladimir Putin. He is the one who is holding back and attempting to keep the New World Order from coming in once again ahead of time. He won't be able to hold it back much longer. The continuity of global order, the continuity of the global order, the continuity of the agencies that are going to bring in the world New World Order can't be held off, can't be stopped, stayed, hindered, slowed down much longer. But in the meantime, Vladimir Putin is doing the best he can. So anyhow, I just thought I would just present this to you at the beginning. You have other people that had these monumental personality defects. You had Adolf Hitler. You had Winston Churchill, Stalin, Lenin. Personality defects. But in the plan of prophecy, these people, even Stalin, as evil as he was, at least he kept the British and America from putting in place a New World Order ahead of time. And there came a day when Winston Churchill realized that Russia was not the friend of the Allies. And they began to turn on Russia. And they have continued to turn on Russia to this very day. Now, there is President Putin, you know, once he started the operation in Ukraine, he became the target of the New World Order, because the New World Order plans included the Ukraine, with Volodymyr Zelensky being the person that was going to be used to begin a never-ending war until the time Christ returns. The wars have begun. They will not end until Christ returns. We'll be back in the next segment in just a few minutes.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
Due to the responses to our Ostrafarian CBD commercial, here's a message from Arnold.
I don't know what the big deal is. I just try to use a little accent and sell some CBD and people get all upset at me. I just want to sell CBD. Buy CBD now. Now, buy it now.
To buy or find My Kind CBD products, just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click on the shop.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
Okay, as I finished off that last segment, I was talking about the wars that will never end until the time of Christ's return. We have begun, the world is now moved into that time of final conflict that Christ spoke of in Matthew chapter 24. He said there would be a time of wars and rumors of wars. Well, we're no longer in the period of time where there are rumors. We have moved into the time of the end of the world wars, the last decade especially. George Bush Jr., when he began his administration, his term in office, first term, he made a statement that we are at the beginning of the new 100-year war. Why would he state that? He didn't state this flippantly. He had in mind, I believe, Russia, which could be a 20-year war. Hopefully it would be shorter than that. Then after Russia, he had in mind China. And he knew that, I believe, in the way I think I can kind of get into what the presidents of this country are saying, is that he knew something, that America's hegemonic directions involved Russia and China. They'd already broken the control and the power of Europe. They were still, I think, kind of teeter-tottering on the matter of China. They were hoping to be able to bring China into a good relationship so we wouldn't have to go to war with China. Of course, once Xi Jinping came into power, then things changed. Now, you know, I'm talking about mentioning this term to you that I really like, monumental personality defect. Well, Xi Jinping, this man has a monumental personality also. He knows Chairman Mao. He knew what Mao did with the American government. He knew the Rockefellers and how they influenced China from the late 1800s, 1880s, 90s, and forward. How the Rockefellers influenced China during World War I. And eventually Mao was put in power, worked with the West. And Xi Jinping, like Vladimir Putin, Putin studied the West. This is the strength of these two men. Whether you see it as strength for good or bad, well, the strengths of both Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin, and I will also say Donald Trump. I have to put the three in the same mix. Donald Trump, he knew, because he was not an insider, but he was inside the system, Democrat and Republican system. He was in the economic world, in the most powerful city in the world, New York, in the most powerful nation in the world, America. And Donald Trump, he knew history. He saw what had happened. I don't think he went back to Truman to see what happened from Truman forward. No, I think he went back further than that. Back to, and he knew, did Donald Trump knew the power of the Rockefellers? Absolutely. Vladimir Putin, he saw what the West had done, and I use the example of the Pilgrim Society. The Pilgrim Society, he knew, Vladimir Putin, he knew the plans of the Pilgrim Society and how England trained Lenin, and the strategy was to send Lenin into Russia to create the Bolshevik and start the Bolshevik revolution, split Russia, destroy Russia from within, then with the attack on Russia using Adolf Hitler, a Pilgrim Society plan, then the destroying of the Russian ruble in the late Reagan administration, and then selling Russia to the world, to the bankers of the West during the Clinton administration. Putin knows the history. Xi Jinping, he also knows the history of China. And he realized that Mao, he was the father of modern-day communism in China, but Xi Jinping does not see the communism of Chairman Mao as being perfect, as being pure, because Mao was being funded by the West. He had friends from the West. Whereas Xi Jinping, he realizes what the West, England, Europe, America has done to China going back 300 years. He is fully aware of how the Chinese came into this country and built the railroads and built so much during the 1800s. He's aware of that history. I think he's a little bit vindictive. Would you blame him? Vladimir Putin. Wouldn't you agree that Vladimir Putin might be a little upset for what the West, England, European nations, America has done to Russia? And how about Donald Trump being upset with what the Republican and Democrat Party has done to this nation? How they continue to strip the wealth, the freedoms of the American people incrementally, year by year, every time Congress comes back in. How, and he was even forecasting he wasn't going to be allowed to be put back in power. He saw what was going on. So you have these people, the evil, evil people. They are very evil. The people that I mentioned that are dead, those that have this monumental personality defects. Well, if you're going to have any kind of monumental personality, I'll give you the big example here on the station. Alex Jones. This man has a monumental personality, whether we like it or not, whether you like it or not, I like it. The mainstream world doesn't like it. The globalists don't like it. But this man does have a monumental personality, and he, you know what? And he's using that personality to open the eyes of the people of this nation to what's happening in the nation. And we, individually, we all have the ability to have a monumental personality in the little micro world or the macro world, depending on where I would say God would put you, to have an effect on that macro or micro world that God puts you in. This is the time at the end of the world. The Bible says there will be people that will do great things for God. They will have monumental personalities. They will not be defects. They will have monumental personality. Their personality will be intact. Their morals will be intact. They're talking about being level-headed. So you're going to have all these evil people that are going to have this great power. But I tell you what, the greatest power lies in the common man, the power that the common man has through his morals, through what the person is morally. A person that will do what is best for his neighbor. This is the number one law that Christ said. Love your neighbor. And these people that I mentioned initially, these people, they have a love only for themselves and for their plans to rule this gem that sits in the heavens, earth. And what is in the way of their plans is mankind that is created in the image of God that stands up against all that they do. So I like to use the example of Trump, Putin, Xi Jinping. As evil as Xi Jinping is, this man is standing against the New World Order of the West. He's a brutal man in his own country. He's a brutal man. And the Bible says that there will be these type of people in the world. But God gave each nation a portion of land, and the civil authorities of that, those nations, are to do what they can to make sure that those nations survive. This coming Antichrist, one thing he's going to do is he's going to go into these nations, and those nations that won't go along with his scheme, his plan, he's going to assassinate openly the leaders of the nations. It's going to be right out in the open. And the thing is, there's going to be very little that the people of the world can do to stop it. In fact, you can't stop it. You read the verses, there are 100 plus verses on Antichrist. And it makes it very clear what this man, this person is going to do. Eventually, he's going to be, an attempted assassination is going to probably take off part of his face. And he's going to be called a beast. He won't be out in public anymore. He's going to have a hologram so that he can present himself to the world. But it says his left eye is going to go dark. His right hand, I think it is going to be withered. This is a sign of brain trauma. So at some point, this, what he feels to be the, he feels that he is the most handsome and the top of the line of mankind. He feels that he's so high up in the lineage of mankind that he's going to be God. Well, we're in that time. This person is already alive. He's a baby boom generation person. He's a homosexual, according to the Bible. He has homosexual tendencies. His ego is like no one has ever seen. This is narcissism perfected. This is truly a monumental personality defect. But God says he will come at the end of the world. And whether we like it or not, he will be a tool to fulfill prophecies. One of the prophecies is that he will rule over his nation, the United States, and the United States will be a hammer. It will be a sledgehammer, a maul. It will be a destructive tool to destroy the nations. This is one of the big signs that Christ states to the world, so mankind will understand and realize that we are in the end of the world. These signs are to show us where we are in time. We're at the end of the world. The wars of the end of the world have already begun. There will be no peace from this point forward. We'll be back in a little bit. Rick Rodriguez.
Well, I'm your buddy. Take it and see.
Thank you, Pureblood Mike, for sponsoring Alex Jones, The Present Truth, and Fake News Friday, Hour 2.
I'm pure-blooded, I'm pure-blooded.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bailouts, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high price spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
January 22nd saw Northern Colorado invaded by thousands of Second Amendment patriots going to the new PE Gun Show facility at the Greeley Mall. Gone are the days of the crowded facility and limited products. Patrons shopped hundreds of tables filled with all the items you expect at a premier event show. For future show dates, CCW training, or seller reservations, visit PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com for more info. The new 90,000 square foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is a perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact PEShows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's PEShows.com, 970-663-9101.
Hey, my name's Jiraiya with Performance Restoration Dent Repair. We're a family-run business located in downtown Longmont. We specialize in hail repair, door dings, creases, large dent repair, and ceramic coatings. If you're interested, give us a call at 303-726-3628 or schedule online at prdents.com. Again, call us at 303-726-3628 or schedule online at prdents.com.
I told you so. We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pureblood Mike.
I do want to thank those who support The Present Truth. Thank you very much. I appreciate all you do to support the program. Appreciate it. Also, I do want to thank the people. I picked up this thought of monumental personality defects from the people that do the research at whatdoesitmean.com. Great researchers. They bring in not just what's happening in this country, but mainly what's happening in the Asia, in Europe, because we in America, we're centered on what happens in our vicinity here locally and within the country. We don't really have time many times, nor do we have a way to access what's happening internationally. And these people, the whole group, they put out articles daily to inform the world as to what's happening, what the truth is in this war in Ukraine. It's a war against Nazism. It's Nazi Germany number two. Nazi Germany, what happened in Germany? Yes, they were defeated. We thought, it appeared that they were defeated. Well, as a nation, the German army was defeated. But you did not defeat, the concept, the philosophy, the religion of Nazism is alive and well in this world today. It's very powerful. And it will be here in this world until Christ returns. At Christ's return, what did not happen in World War II after the war was over, what should have happened is all the men that committed these atrocities should have been taken to Nuremberg, every one of them, and they should have been prosecuted. They should have been either hung or imprisoned forever. They should have been punished. But because this was a pilgrim operation plan, it was including the Vatican, England, including the Red Cross, international agencies. There were rat lines that went out through the world to disseminate these people. And the big rat line, the biggest, widest rat line, came to the United States of America. Thousands of these people ended up in America to continue and the government used their intellectual abilities to further this nation, our space program, our military intelligence, our psychological operations programs. They continued. And what should have happened then didn't happen. When Christ returns, the end of Nazism will end forever. The people that put together and rule the world, the rulers of the world, the kings of the world, the military commanders of the world, who their whole objective was to be born, to take people to war, to train people to war, to destroy people in war, everyone, everything evil is going to be dealt with. Job said that God, at the end of the world, Christ, when he returns, he's going to grab the horizon, the east and the west, and he's going to shake evil out of the world. But he also did say in Job that God was going to turn the world over into the care of the hands of the wicked for a brief period of time. We are in the final brief period of time, and it's about a 10-year period. The period of time that will be the most traumatic to men and women and the earth itself will be the last decade. It will be a time that as it begins, like the example, the wars that have just started, this war in Ukraine, Russia is going to leave that area, is going to invade Israel and be destroyed in Israel. Just because Russia is no longer in the area doesn't mean that the wars are going to stop. No, there's going to be conflict in all of the European nations. There's going to be conflict between Islam, Christianity still in that area internationally. There's going to be conflict with nations trying to take over what is available as far as resources. There's going to be big conflict. Then you're going to have the conflict of China. China needs Russian gas, Russian oil, Russian resources, whatever they can mine. And the West wants the same. There's going to be a clash. And eventually, from this point forward, you're going to begin to see a new something change, and I'm going to let you know what it's going to change here, what direction the world's going to go. Jerusalem and Israel, the Jewish people, are going to begin to be the focus of the next 10 years, the next 9 years plus. Israel, the Jewish people, Jerusalem, and the temple in Jerusalem is going to be the focus of the whole world. Because after Russia is destroyed, the United States and China, there's going to be a vacuum. And the U.S. is going to continue the push east. And the Asian nations are going to begin a push west. And everything is going, just like you have a vacuum, the east and the west are coming into that vacuum, which is going to be initially toward Russia, but eventually it's going to be in the Middle East. Israel, it says that that area is the navel of the earth. It is the center of the earth. It is the most desired area of the earth. Religiously, spiritually, location-wise, and the New World Order, eventually it's going to shift to America, but then America is going to, you might say, take the UN, and the UN is going to eventually be more centered in Jerusalem for the coming power structure of the New World Order will be in Jerusalem, not in New York City. There's a big shift coming. The two main things to watch, Russia coming south, Russia continuing to get victories in Ukraine, the ruble getting more powerful, stronger, for another, I don't know, a year. The ruble is still going to gain economic strength. So, the petro-ruble, the petro-dollar, we'll be right back, present truth.
How would you like some free advertising? Free! Free!
Free! Free! Free! Free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003, and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Free!
Yadira Caraveo is a dangerous Marxist who will always side with Joe Biden over America. I'm Walla County Commissioner Lori Sain, and I'm running for Congress to stop Caraveo and the Marxist Biden agenda. I served 8 years as the most conservative member of the Colorado House, taking on Polis and Hickenlooper before him. The liberal media, pro-abortion progressives, and weak woke Republicans tried to defeat me, but I beat them every time. I'm a fearless advocate for freedom and our conservative values. Others may try and sound like me, but I'm the only one with a proven record of fighting for freedom. That's why I got 73% at the Republican Party nominating caucus. I'm Lori Sain, Republican for Congress, and I approve this message and ask for your vote for Congress so I can stop Biden's radical socialist agenda before it's too late. Paid for by Lori for Freedom.
You want to try something different for your students? Come join me at Civica Career and Collegiate Academy in Milliken. We're a tuition-free charter school enrolling for next year for grades 6 through 10. We have a firm foundation. We stand for the pledge. Our students are in uniforms. We stick to core curriculum, and we'll get them ready for the world. Enroll today at civicaco.org or call us at 970-614-5521 for a private tour.
Okay, Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3 for the present truth. Sundays, 9 to noon. You need to go to church on Sunday. From 9 to noon, I have the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. You can know, sit at home and get your kids and listen to, like they used to do years ago, listen to radio. Forget about television. Forget about the internet. Forget about whatever. But listen to radio here on 1360 KHNC AM radio. And go to church. And I'll give you more insight into what's coming. Like I finished, like I stated here at the end of that last segment. The focus of everything eventually is going to be on Israel, Jerusalem, the Jewish people, not just in Israel, but internationally. There are those who say that the Jewish people, the lineage of the Jewish people, doesn't exist. Don't listen to that nonsense. It's not totally nonsense. The prophecies in Ezekiel chapter 36 and 37 about Israel returning to the land of Israel and the people returning back to that area and Israel becoming a nation again. The prophecies in the Bible are accurate forecasting. What the Bible says is going to happen takes place. You can't change it. It's accurate forecasting. You can listen to the weather tonight. They're going to tell you it's going to be 80 degrees tomorrow, and then it turns out to be 63. That's inaccurate forecasting. But the Bible says that Israel, the children of Israel, would return back to their land in the future. These prophecies were thousands of years ago, 2,000 or 3,000 years ago, almost 3,500 years ago, and it has come to pass. There are the children of Israel from all the lineages that are once again in the nation of Israel. So these people that say that the Jewish people do not exist, these people, I don't have a clue as to history, and they do not know the Bible. If they knew the Bible, they wouldn't make these kind of statements. It's mad. They're mad. They're not thinking. No. There will be war in the Middle East. And if the Jewish people hadn't returned to their land, there would be no Armageddon. But there is an Armageddon coming. All the Muslim armies, the armies from Asia, all the Western armies from America, from Europe, they will all come. And it won't be 1 or 2 days. No, it could be a process of maybe 2 or 3 weeks where this war takes place. I'm looking into that, but it's longer than a week. It's probably a week or two. And it starts south of Jerusalem to the east along the border of an area called Petra, just north of the, what is that sea down there, Aqaba. And then it goes north. The war goes north to the east of Jerusalem and between Jerusalem and the Jordan River. And then it goes up to an area where an area called Gibeon, I think it is, which is an area where there is a big valley, Megiddo. If the Jewish people were not in the land of Israel, Armageddon would not take place. So, we have begun the final wars that are going to lead to the return of Christ. They will be religious wars. The great religious war of Islam against Christianity has already begun. The war, and one thing I made a comment about a couple of segments ago about Antichrist, possibly, you know, having homosexual tendencies. No, I have to correct myself. According to the Bible, he is a homosexual. He doesn't have homosexual tendencies. He's a homosexual. And as well as being a narcissist, and also about having lineage that is black lineage and Asian lineage. It's a combination. This individual has two lineages, black and white. And the prophecies of this person are exact, and he is to be the person that God will use to be the to direct his nation to be the hammer that will be used, and God will destroy the nations of the world. And eventually, that individual will also, with a group of other nations that he gives power to, will destroy his land, America. I'm telling you this because you can, if you know the truth, as difficult as it may be, you'll be free. If you know the truth, Christ said, you'll be made free. You will be unshackled. You will be let loose. You will not be restricted. You'll not be bound. You won't be in bondage. If you know the truth, then what will happen is the truth will work in your mentality, in your being, and you'll begin to make the adjustments that are needed. If winter's coming every year up north, I lived in Alaska for a while. Once winter started to come, people, they began to get serious. They didn't mess with it because they knew the winters in Anchorage, Alaska and north were brutal. So when they knew that the days were getting a little shorter, didn't wait till the first snow. No, they were ready before that first snow. They had snow tires on. They had made sure their antifreeze was going to be protect their vehicle to 70 below. The other thing too is they put battery blankets around the battery, and they made sure that those vehicles were going to start when they needed them. And if you know the truth, you will be, and you will prepare yourself for what's coming. You know, with all that's happening in the matter of prepping, you have to prep spiritually as well as physically. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez.
By now, you know how good CBD can be for you. But here are some things CBD can't help you with. Those annoying calls about your car's warranty expiring, gay frogs or racist cows, climate coaches, or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360 KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
Do you have a 401k sitting with a previous employer or various IRAs and don't know what to do with them? Look no further. My name is Joey JaQuint, and I work with Northwestern Mutual. I take the time to educate you on all your options, making sure you pay the lowest fees possible while taking advantage of any and all tax options as well. It can be very frustrating not knowing how your money is working for you or what your money is even being invested in. Together, we will develop a philosophy for how your money will work for you with complete transparency. On top of that, I will be constantly rebalancing your portfolio every quarter, making sure we are always properly diversified in the market. I take pride in making sure my clients are always taken care of. Again, I'm Joey JaQuint, and you can reach me at my cell phone number, 602-909-9048. Again, my number is 602-909-9048, and I'm always a call or text away.
This is Crystal with Cruise Planners. We're a full-service travel agency located in Johnstown, Colorado. Give us a call at 970-578-9779 or visit our website at milehighcruiseplanners.com to start planning your next vacation today. By land, air, or sea, we get you there, and all you do is go enjoy. Again, that number is 970-578-9779.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Okay, well, that's it. Now this truly is the end of the Thursday program, and it is Thursday today. So with the You know, I have my notes in front of me. Cactus and I were out yesterday. We were talking about some things, and I have to agree with her. You know, she was mentioning that you spend time putting together the notes and you never get to them. And I agree. And she's not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but anyhow, I have my notes in front of me, or before me. I should try to get to them. And I don't have time, because I wanted to let you know about these people that have these monumental personality defects. If you know people that have these monumental personality defects, stay away from them. Don't listen to them. If you see them in your news channels, mark them out. Stay away from them. They're cyber liars. And you want to stay away from cyber liars. That's all they can do, is lie. They can't tell you the truth. You know, there are these, what they call cyber commands. They call them PSYCOMs, or PSYCON, cyber commands. Well, then you have the liar command system, or LICOM. Stay away from LICOM, the liar command, main new stream media, the fake news media, the liar command. They get their poison from the same place to keep you in bondage. So stay away from LICOM. Don't go there. And stay away from people with monumental personality defects. We all have defects in our personality, but that's just the way, human nature. But just don't have monumental personality defects. And love your neighbor. Remember, the law, Christ said, love your neighbor as yourself. Spiritually speaking, people need to prepare spiritually for what's coming. It's not just going to be a physical time we're going into. I've mentioned before in my programs, we are moving into the darkest spiritual time ever in the history of mankind. It is going to be very, very dark spiritually. The demons are going to be loosed upon the earth like never before. These spirits that have power to deceive, the foul spirits, hateful birds, is what it says in Revelation 18. Hateful birds. Have you ever seen these hateful birds out there squawking on the news, screaming about Trump, screaming about whatever, about the, they're just out there screaming, hateful birds, and the foul spirits. You hear about all the pedophilia and all the evil. There's a new case, information coming out of what's happened in Utah with these child abuse, sexual ritual taking place in Utah. It's happening here in Colorado also, right here on the Front Range of Colorado. Here in Colorado, it's what they do. So join me on Sunday. You need to go to church. Join me on Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. We'll prepare spiritually by knowing the truth, and we'll prep because you need to take care of yourself. Have a wonderful weekend. God bless you. Talk to you Monday. Nick Rodriguez, the President of the Church.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial location. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.